Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
There is a prophetic word from the Lord.
I and they that God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
That is the word of God. It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest.
Come on, everybody.
I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order. Whether I'm under protocol or no protocol. Whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. If you dare to be out of order tonight, to reach God. If you dare to be out of protocol tonight, to reach God. I tell you, your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing you.
The wall break down. The saints should break forth for joy.
Light and fire and vigor and vitality. And if Christ ever healed, he can heal today.
The crusade of the century. Welcome the Archbishop Professor Benson Idahosa. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, forevermore. Shout hallelujah.
He came, he saw, and he conquered.
I believe that if your gift is to help to inspire people, you never inspire them. But all who are not inspired and given hope for living, you find them always going down every time. Why spend time looking at your skin if you can improve on your skill? Why would you spend time to tell me your grandfather worked in banana farm when you can climb skyscrapers? Why do you spend 3 hours trying to please me to tell me you were once a slave, now that you are free? Please listen to me, everybody. Black or white, you have your story. But anytime you look back, you should thank God for where you are. Somebody shout hallelujah. Whenever you think of where you were and where you are now, only make it a reference of testimony that things are getting better. Are you hearing me? If you are teaching your children how to look back, they will never look forward. And no man who loves you should teach you how terrible the past was, but how terrific the future will be. If you hear what I'm saying, say hallelujah. But when you are a Christian, you heal the sick, you bless the poor, you cast out devil, you raise the dead. Then your neighbors give thanks to God that you live. Religious people are decent people, but Christians are godly people. I'd rather be a helper of the poor than to be so good for my family and useless to my generation. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me hear you say hallelujah. We must not only paint the picture of a beautiful Christ, show the world of a healing Christ, a deliverer, a baptizer with Holy Ghost and power. Human beings are not looking for religious people. They are looking for real people who know whom their God is. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Amen. New wind is blowing. New wind is blowing. God is
causing his people to celebrate. Victory is our new song. Success is our new language. Testimony that we, who we are not a people, he has made his own people. I pray you open your ears this afternoon. And wherever you are, this day is going to be a day of divine revelation to give you divine revolution. I believe that, and that's why I'm here. Father, honor your word. 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 And let your power circumcise every heart. And let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just shake hands with one person near you. Say, welcome to a miracle day. Say it again. I said, try it again. Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. Whenever I come here, my heart is lifted because the servant of God is grooming a new army of possibility believers. When you are not inspiring, you are inspiring people. Thank you, musicians, for your kindness. I believe that if your gift is to help to inspire people, you never inspire them. But all who are not inspired and given hope for living, you find them always going down every time. When you are not on a course to success, you are either at standstill or you are moving backward. And life is too precious to throw away. How many of you know what I'm talking about? If you don't improve on yourself, you diminish. Let me repeat that. Anytime you don't see yourself growing, don't you think you are standing still? You are going down. Because when you stop growing, you start dying. And when you stop moving forward, you start going backward. Or you say, I'm still where I was. God never made life like that. You woke up this morning. You saw what is called 6 o'clock. Even when you stand and begin to look at the watch, time doesn't stand because you are standing. I hope somebody heard what I'm saying. If it's okay, it's now 9:12. 1 hour's time, because you are still on the same spot, the clock will not remain at 9:12. Did you hear what I'm saying? Time pass you by if you stop moving. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Then in Christianity, we were taught satisfaction in nothingness. Preachers tell you, you're on your way to heaven, no need to do anything on earth. Well, if in this world you live, you are not a plus, you are a minus. If you are not helping yourself before others, let me use the word yourself first, to say, I used to be there. Now I'm here. Thank God I'm going here. You are going to die there thinking that the world is waiting for you. Life and time wait for nobody. That's number one. I arrived in America last Saturday. I was in America last Saturday. Last Sunday, I went to a church where a wonderful attendance, bigger than many, many churches. I think at least there were about 3,000 people there. And they spent the first 2 hours celebrating the ugliness of the past. And I was invited as a guest speaker. They were going to please me by telling me, this is what we experienced in the past. I was boiling. Oh God, we are not serving the God of past. We are serving the God of the now. Why spend time looking at your skin if you can improve on your skill? Why will you spend time to tell me your grandfather worked in banana farm when you can climb skyscrapers? Why do you spend 3 hours trying to please me to tell me you were once a slave, now that you are free? Please listen to me, everybody. Black or white, you have your story. But anytime you look back, you should thank God for where you are. Somebody shout hallelujah. I was not as privileged as you to be born in a civilized nation. When I was born, I was so sickly, I was thrown to dustbins. But 58 years later, kings and I now sit down and discuss. So every time I look at 58 years back, I remind God, you did good from bad, and you brought light out of darkness. Whenever you think of where you were and where you are now, only make it a reference of testimony that things are getting better. Are you hearing me? When they finally gave me the microphone, I said, I wish I could kill you, Pastor. I wish I could kill you, because if you are teaching your children how to look back, they will never look forward. And no man who loves you should teach you how terrible the past was, but how terrific the future will be. If you hear what I'm saying, say hallelujah. When I first came to this ministry, there were less than 150 people. I took the microphone, I preached to 3,000 people from 150. And I told this man, this is the smallest day in your history. Somebody say hallelujah. I said, tomorrow is a better day. Watch out. 10 years from now, you go to India, you go to Asia, you go to Africa. I said, as far as Africa is concerned, I'm only giving you 6 months to follow me. Go as an old man and come back as a new man. He followed me. First time in his life, he stood before 80,000 people after talking to 150 people. Find someone who will tell you where you are now is the worst place you've ever been, but you are going to a better place. Somebody say hallelujah. Find someone that will take you from ordinary to an extraordinary life. You must stop thinking of funerary, slavery, to think of prosperity and advancement in life. Few months ago, to God be the glory, I'm not, please don't quote me wrong, a black man went to the moon for the first time. His father never went to the moon. That's the man I want to be like. Oh, I'm glad you didn't hear what I'm saying. I want to follow a man who now go to the moon than a man who remind me where I was in banana farm. Did you hear what I'm saying? Look for a man who will tell you, thank God for this wonderful church. For 3 years' time, this will be children's church. Find someone you tell, I just bought a 5-bedroom house, 4 toilets and baths. And say, that's where my driver stays. Oh God. I wish you heard what I'm saying. Not the man you tell, I just bought a 5-bedroom house, 4 toilets and baths. I say, are you still a Christian? You sure you're born again? Find a man you tell, I came to church just now with town's car. I said, I came with Mercedes. find someone who is not envious of what good God has done for you. Find someone you tell, I just came from Paraguay. I just came from Uruguay. I just came from Argentina. I just came from Indonesia. My crowd was 100,000. He said, that was my Sunday school class last week. That's whom you need. A man you need to follow is a man that forces you constantly to improve on where you are. Hold your ears. Say, I hear you, sir. I didn't hear you. Say it loud. Look for someone whom you say, believe God with me for a second home. And he will say, when are you buying the third one? I hope what I'm about to share with you will help you. New wind is blowing, and that sound is of good things. God has a better tomorrow for you to replace today. Someone say hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Kings this morning. First Kings chapter 18. How many of you would have loved to be alive when Paul was here on earth? Let me see your hand. You would have been very glad if you were here when Paul was here. Your hands. I tell you, we're born again. How many would have loved to be here when Jesus was here? I tell you, we're born again. You mean you are not a Christian? How many of you are happy that today is better than their day? Oh, Lord. You know, every time Paul looked to Delaware today, or looked to Washington, he said, I wish I was here then. I wish I was patient. Why was I born so early? We live in a better generation. God gave me a message this week. We are the proof today of His power of yesterday. Turn to the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. Read with me from verse 34. Elijah said unto them, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass, at the time of offering of the evening sacrifice. Say with me, offering. Evening sacrifice. Repeat it by yourself. That Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Stand to your feet. Say it loud and clear. Let it be known this day that there is God of the past in the now for my sake. Say it again. Let it be known this day that there is God of the past in the now for my sake. Now put your eyes on me. Put your eyes on me. If the God of the past is not evidenced in the now,
we are going to be borrowing joy from few who are happy, healing from those few who are well, salvation from few who are saved. Elijah said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, let it be known today. You existed in the past of past, but you are better in the better and better in the now of now. Be my God to prove to the world that whom you wear is whom you are, and for my sake shall be. This is my time. Tap your chest, say, this is my time. What you did for Abraham, what you did in the time of Isaac, what you did in the time of Jacob, now that it is my time, improve on it. Oh God, Bama Shoko Sherele. Oh Ramahaka Soko. God, improve. Improve on whom you used to be. Don't die in my time. I told the Council of Church of God Mission, where I'm privileged to be senior pastor, I said we inherited nothing, but we established something, and God told me, what I used you to establish will not die in your time, but in your time. In your time. In your time. Whatever you used me to start will not end with me. Let me show you this. Let me show you this. What is in my hand? Come up, brother. Come up, sir. There, come up. That handsome man, follow him. Four of you, line up here. Thank you. You be the last man, sir. In a relay, there are no four batons. How many do you have? I say, how many do you have? If this man start the race, call it. Have you ever run before? Okay. If he start the run and finish, please be seated so you can see them. This is the anchor man. You understand what I'm saying? If he finish his lap, finish your lap. Finish your lap. If this man didn't give it to him, let's do this. Come forward. Let it shake and fall. No matter how much energy this man put in the race, if he didn't get to the winning point with a baton in his hand, he lost the race. He's not the loser of the race, but the man in whose hand the baton dropped. If the power of God dropped in your time, your generation will regret that you were born. Pick it up! Quickly! Give it to him! Don't let it fall in your hand! Go ahead! Come on, pursue him! Give him back! Come on! 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 Come on, man of God! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! This way! This way! Come on! This way! Come on! Come on! We made it! 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 The gospel! The gospel will not lose its power in our time. Let it be known today. Let it be known today that there is God in the church. God is tired of religious celebrators. God is tired. Come on, come on, come on. Hold him, hold him, hold him. Hold him, hold him. Come on! Jesus did more than that at the cross. That is not all that Jesus died for. He didn't die for you to fall. He died that you may rise up. Somebody shout hallelujah. He didn't die so you can laugh. Jesus died for more than that. He didn't die so you can have religious celebration. He died so that when you pass the street, Peter, I touch your clothes. My eyes opened. Oh, Peter, I'm lame. Hey, I touch you. Now I'm healed. Hey, I'm so glad I was weak. When you passed me, I became strong. That is the gift to the church. Jesus didn't die so we can jump 7 times. Jesus didn't die so that a black man can become white, or so that a white man can become red. He died that our body, soul, and spirit may change. Somebody say hallelujah. The baton must not fall in your hand. Paul gave it to Peter. Peter gave it to Idahosa. Idahosa gave it to Gary. Gary must give it to someone. So that when our generation expires, those coming behind us will say, we've never seen it in this fashion. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and to the poor, Pakamoso, the gospel is preached. That is the good news. Not when you come from service. How was it? I fell 4 times. Oh. You fell blind. You got up blind. What are you falling for? How was the service, brother? I was on the floor for 5 hours. So when you got up, what happened? If that is why Jesus died, his blood was shed in vain. It's more than that. He died and rose that the church might hold to captivity principalities and powers. Can I hear you say amen? Let it be known. Come on, see, before you go to your seat. That it might let it be known when? This day. That thou art God in Israel. Somebody say this day. That's why I'm here. If I was looking for who to preach to, I have at least 7 million members. But I came that today you will go home and say, I have a God who is not dead, but alive. And the wind of change is about to blow. I don't care your past experience in disharmony, setback, suffering, poverty, deprivation. This day, it shall be made known that there is God in your life. Someone say hallelujah. That's his first prayer. All right. Thank you. And that I am your servant, and that I have done according to your word. Verse 37. Hear me. Come my yoke. Lord, hear me. Everybody say that. Say it again. Start it as it is in the Bible. Hear me. Lord, hear me. He didn't say hear us. Our God is good, but it's only my God who supplies your need. I pray you hear what I'm saying. Hear me! Say that to everybody. Hear me, oh God. Not hear us. There must come time in your belief when you outgrow our God to my God. I wish somebody is hearing what I'm saying. Our God is good, but my God is better. Our God is good for you, but my God is better for me. Hear me, say that. Hear me again. Oh Lord. Hear me. Hear me. Again. Oh Lord. That these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Shout hallelujah. I told Pastor Faye, the reason Dr. Gary Weston has been my friend, son, co-laborer in unbroken relationship these many years, that he has listening ears and hearing ears. He's a man that said, God, anything you have for my life, help me to discover it. Make me a plus to my generation, not a minus. First time we came in contact with one another, I said, brother, if you want to be an American preacher, hi. But if you are going to be a gospel preacher, let's go. Because whether you're an African preacher or an American preacher or a British preacher, you have your tradition. But when you are a gospel preacher, you have power. Let me now ask you a question. Your tradition and your power, and power, which one do you need? Jesus didn't say, behold, I give you tradition. What did he say? I give you to do what? To tread upon serpent, to cast out devil. Your tradition can only relegate you. Religion helps you to be decent, but gospel helps you to help other people. Oh God, put that down for me. When you are religious, you don't steal. When you are religious, you don't tell lies. When you are religious,
you don't commit adultery. But when you are a Christian, you heal the sick. You bless the poor. You cast out devil. You raise the dead. Now your neighbors give thanks to God that you live. Religious people are decent people, but Christians are godly people. I rather be a helper of the poor than to be so good for my family and useless to my generation. Somebody say hallelujah. That these people may know. That's my prayer, Lord. That should be your desire. Verse 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. If we cease to demonstrate whom God is, our generation will diminish for whom God is. We must not only turn the people to the church, we must turn them to God. I came from a city called the City of Blood. Witches and wizards were the owners of the town. I came from the country when, in those days, nearly 60 years ago, it takes up to 9 o'clock for the sun to touch down because of the trees. And dark shadow from the power of darkness. But when God raised me nearly 40 years ago, He said, I raised you for this purpose, to take them from darkness to light, to take them from where is God to this is God. And God told me, don't wait for someone else. Don't say there are churches in America. Say there is God in Delaware. Can I hear you say hallelujah? Our God is good. But I thank God for my God. The God who can touch man in the totality of his life need is the God I'm serving today. I took my country by the grace of God from God independent 36 years ago. Nigeria was 47% Islamic, 21% Christianity. 36 years later, Nigeria is 52% Christian. Oh God Almighty. I say, oh God Almighty. Today, my city, that was the city of blood sacrifice of human beings, this morning, 8 out of every 10 human beings in my city have gone to church. Let me hear you say hallelujah. We must not only paint the picture of a beautiful Christ, we must show the world of a healing Christ, a deliverer, a baptizer with Holy Ghost and power. Human beings are not looking for religious people. They are looking for real people who know whom their God is. And a whole nation turned to God when one man turned from religious activity to godly events. This is the church God raised here to show the people that there is God in this land. How did this miracle happen? The Bible used the word, after the evening offering and sacrifice. If you want your nation to change, there must be givers of offering and men and women that make sacrifice for a change. What is sacrifice? What I have no ability to do joyfully, but do it happily. May I repeat that?
Offering is, now it's time for offering. Then we clap our hand. I have $20, I give God $5. Sacrifice is, I have $20, but God is looking for $100. What will 100 do? 100 will cause fire to come down from heaven. What will $5 do? $5 will help us to clean the altar plate. But $100 can send men to the world to preach the gospel. If you want your life to become a radiant light, you must grow above offering to sacrifice. You must not only give your tithe and offering, you must give your time and your life. Because many times, your offering is not as good as your life. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Anytime you go to a restaurant and you order omelette, that's an offering. But when you order bacon, that's a sacrifice. How many of you have ever eaten chicken this week? Or meat? Any meat? Have you ever eaten meat this week? Any meat? Have you eaten meat since Monday? That's a sacrifice. Did you hear me? I have a signboard I put in the church. My wife saw it since 1972. If Christ be God and He died for me, no sacrifice is too much for me to make for Him. When will the church change to begin to see miracles? When will the church change to begin to see the dead raised? Not just by pastors and evangelists, but by members.
When she starts to give sacrificially.
When she begins to set new goals. When a man from Philadelphia will say, Pastor Gary, I was sleeping last night, but God disturbed me and said we should go open a church in Philly.
When the members begin to come, when the prayer women of the church come and say, Pastor, I couldn't sleep last night. I heard a call from Baltimore. We need a church in Baltimore. When the members of the church begin to come and say, Pastor, we went for open air last night. 10 blind men saw. 8 prostitutes want to join the choir.
You say, Idahosa, please, don't let prostitutes come to our choir.
Well, you were not saved as a prostitute, but you were saved as a sinner. I told God, and this took a long time for my wife to agree with me. I said, God, don't let me pastor a holy church that was never in sin. Amen. She said, what do you mean? I said, I want my church to be full of sinners. But when they get inside, they become saints. Amen.
And if this church is going to grow,
she must stop looking for good people.
Right.
She must look for drunkards that will become preachers. Someone say hallelujah.
Now, the same woman that queried me 25 years ago, why are you bringing prostitutes to the church? They will stain your name. I said, let them soil it. I don't want them to stain me. I want them to soil it.
She said, but that will go to put your reputation down. I said, I have none. Because everybody in town, they ask me, who are you? I said, I'm Benson Idahosa. Now, 25 years later, how are you, sir? From who are you to how are you?
Now, in my city, governors count it an honor to shake my hand. Kings count it an honor for me to visit them.
In the past, when I say, Governor, can I see you next month? They say, call my secretary. Maybe next year. But now, the God of Abraham,
Komahakasoke, Ogabasolondo Yokoso.
Somebody say hallelujah. And this reminds me of what I have testified about severally. 1972, 62. 35 years now, by last January. I went to a bank to open an account with $5 savings. I prospered so much in my job that I have $5 I didn't need, and I thought of opening bank account. Now I opened the account and they gave me passbook. And somebody told me that whenever I needed money, I should go to the bank with that little book and they'll give me cash. So after 3 months, I was told that the money will yield interest. So I thought in 3 months, my $5 will become 10. So I went to the bank to ask for $3 so I could have 7 more out of the 5 that I put in. When I got there by 10 o'clock in the morning, they gave me number 136. That means there are 135 people to be attended to before it's my turn. No computer, no nothing. So I lined up outside at 10 o'clock in the morning. And my bank closes at 2. At 10 minutes to 2, there was 12 people before me. At 5 minutes to 2, there are 5 people before me. And after the 5 before me, 3 were so angry that they stayed so long and they left. So there was one man more before me at 1 minute to 2. And the person was called. When he was paid his $6, the cashier said to me, "Mr. Benson?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You are going to come back tomorrow. Money finished." I said, "Pardon?" He said, "Money has just finished. You need to come back tomorrow." I wept and I wept and I wept and I wept. And on that line, God said, "Now that you are my child, if you improve my name, you don't need to stand in the line for 4 hours." I wept home. I held the passbook heavy in my hand with nothing in my pocket. 3 days' time, I left home at 6:30, so I can have a large number, early number. By 7:30, I left home. By 8 o'clock, the bank opened. I was number 9. By 11 o'clock, they gave me the $3. And I looked at the interest. Nothing yet. I have $2 left. So the next day, I went back to pay 2 back, so I can have 4. And after 15 years of banking with the same money, I came in one day to pay in 10,000 in the same bank. And they asked me not to line up, but to come inside. When I came inside, they said, "Sit down at the accountant's table." And they asked me, "Tea or coffee?" And I said, "Both of them." Why? Because I've stayed 15 years outside and I never knew you could get coffee in the bank. Now that you're asking me tea or coffee, both of them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now the same bank, the senior manager, is a Sunday school teacher in my church. I don't go to bank anymore. I called them and said, "Bring me 50,000. Bring me 100,000. They bring it because I came from the back to the front. Let it be known today. Somebody said this day. Let it be known that I'm your servant. In Jesus' name. Say amen. After the experience of the sacrifice, Elijah heard from God that a new wind was about to blow. Look at verse 41. Get your Bible. You have it there. You may read it for me in American language. And Elijah, take one of the microphones, said unto Ahab, Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. Somebody stand up, say, I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
I said, get up, say, I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
Of abundance.
Of abundance.
Of rain.
Of rain.
Everybody get up, say, I hear a sound.
Yeah, I hear a sound.
Of abundance.
Of abundance.
Of rain.
Of rain.
In my job.
In my job.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
In my home.
In my home.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
In my city.
In my city.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
In my ministry.
In my ministry.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
In my bank account.
In my bank account.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
In my home.
In my home.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
In every situation.
In every situation.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
Of abundance.
Of abundance.
Of rain.
Of rain.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What sound are you hearing?
Abundance of rain.
What sound are you hearing? What sound are you hearing? In your bank account, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of rain.
Oh, no, 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 no. In your bank account, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of money.
In your sick body, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of healing.
In your marriage, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of fulfillment.
In your own job, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of promotion.
I hear a sound. I hear a sound. Where there was darkness, what sound are you hearing?
Light.
Abundance of what?
Light.
Abundance of what?
Light.
Where there was drought, what are you hearing?
Abundance of water.
Where there was shortage, what sound are you hearing? Abundance. Where there was shortage, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of provision.
Abundance of what?
Provision.
Where there was debt, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of increase.
Oh God. Where there was fear, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of faith.
Where there was downcast, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of lifting.
Where there was doubt, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of belief.
Where there was nothing, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of God.
Where there have been no bread, what sound are you hearing?
Abundance of bread.
What is your God telling you He's going to do for you?
He's the God of abundance that will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think, according to the power that works in me.
Is anybody hearing a sound? Is anybody hearing a sound?
Yes.
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 I hear a sound of abundance of rain.
Yes.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is asking me to tell you, sir. God is telling me to tell you, ma'am. Where there was death, God is going to bring abundance of life.
Life.
Pastor Gary, oh Kapama, where there was nothing, God is going to bring something to us. I said, God is going to give you a miracle. Oh, Rabama. God. God. Wants to take His church from zero to surplus.
God
who brought your life back together. God who brought your pieces back together.
God,
the potter of the new you. He took the clay. He melted it. He turned it and put you back to the mold to make a new you out of the past. He has sent me to tell you that which he did in the past, taking you from darkness to light, was the beginning of your standing by your new conviction that the old days are gone, a new day is here.
That you can reach your hand to God and say, here am I. Do what you choose with my life.
I'm willing to follow you all the days of my life. Hallelujah. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. Your past is gone. The new you have come. A new man has emerged. I hear a sound. That you should not remember the past. But reach your hand together to God with your wife. And say, Lord, whatever you choose to do with us, we are willing to do it. I hear a sound of the abundance of the grace of God in your life. I hear a sound. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You from this day become an instrument of honor in the hand of God. Thank you, Lord. I hear a sound.
I hear a sound. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. Everybody say, I hear a sound.
I hear a sound. I hear a sound.
Ahab, there's a new wind about to blow. Ahab. Ahab. I hear a sound. There is a sound of abundance. We have heard so much sound, but the sound have been the sound of obscurity. We've heard so many sounds. It has been the sound of disaster.
But here is a prophet sent to you today to tell you your yesterday's maximum will become your today's minimum. I hear a sound. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at the 42nd verse.
So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel.
Any man that hears sound doesn't go below. He goes up. And God is about to promote Victory Christian Center here to a new height of mounting up in the year of new beginning. God told me that 1996 is a year of new beginning. Your health, new beginning. Your job, new beginning. Your promotion, new beginning. Your lifting, new beginning.
Say with me, it's my year of new beginning. This is my year of new beginning.
This is my year of new beginning.
I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
My darkness is over.
My darkness is over.
My light has come.
My light has come.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I hear a sound. And he went up. Hear this. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And said to his servant, come, go up now. Look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. What do you do when you expect positive results and you get negative answer? Remember what the man of God said was, go look and see. Hear this. hear this. Look at your Bible. Go look toward the sea. And he went up. He went up and looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. One negative result should not cancel your 7 positive answers. I hear a sound. Not what I expected is the news you bring. Your servant must not determine your result.
That's right. That's right.
If you cannot see, you shouldn't close your eyes. If you cannot hear, you should not deafen your ears. Your servant does not have the answer.
Right.
But send him back again until his glossy eyes become bright eyes. Send your servant again. Your servant this morning could be your faith. Hear me. It could be your reasoning faculty. Dr. Margaret, put that down. Your servant cannot only be a visible servant. It could be your reasoning in your heart. I look first. My eyes, servant, see nothing. I look second time. My eyes, ear. My ear, servant, saw, heard nothing. I look again. My heart, servant, breathe. No result. What I see does not cancel what I hear.
My God.
I wish somebody heard what I say. What I'm seeing now is not a cancellation of what I heard. I hear a sound. Even though you don't see the result of what you heard, the physical evidence of what you see should not cancel your faith proof that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is on your side. Somebody shout big hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
How will I become a mountain climber and a valley filler when I begin to make sacrifice to God? My generation will begin to look at me and say, you used to have that yellow suit. Where did you get the green you wore last week and the brown you are wearing today? What happened? You were having one shoe with 3 holes at the bottom. Why are you wearing the skin
of sacrifice?
Of that sacrifice. Yeah. Somebody laid down their life for you to live.
Right.
Can I hear you say hallelujah? What has happened? That God took you from obscurity to prosperity. It is when you make evening sacrifice and give God your best in the face of your worst.
Best in the face of your worst.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A man who loves you will tell you are not as small as you are. But the man who hates you will tell you are not as big as you think. Write it. A man that hates you will tell you are not as big as you think. A man who hates you will tell you are not as big as you think. But the man who loves you will tell you are not as small as you think. A man who hates you will tell you, if you have $20, give it to the Lord. A man who loves you will say, look for $5,000. You say, I have $20. God is not going by what you see. God is going by what you hear. The same prophet told the woman, do you say this is the last food? Yes, sir. Do you say when you eat it, you will kill your son? She was going to prepare killing food. For she said, if we eat it, we will die. That's what she said. That means that food was going to bring death and not life. You don't need a wife that will kill your son. You don't need a faith that will kill you. So the prophet said, those who want to die don't need food. I want to live. Make for me first. How many of you can say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Make for me before you die. Anybody who is about to die doesn't need food. You die quicker when you are hungry. So give it to me because I want to leave. Somebody say hallelujah. So, listen to this. Go, say to yourself, I will try seven times more.
Try seven times.
Open your mouth. Tell them what I said, Pastor.
I will go back and try seven times more.
Say it again.
I will go back and try seven times
more. Now say it with him. Say it with him.
I will go back and try seven times more.
If it didn't work first.
If it didn't work first.
I will go back.
I will go back.
Try it.
Try it.
Seven times.
Seven times.
I will not say.
I will not say.
It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
I will not accept.
I will not accept.
A no.
No.
For an answer.
For an answer.
My God told me.
My God promised me.
Rain is coming.
Rain is coming.
Blessing is coming.
Blessing is coming.
Wagons are coming. Wagons are coming.
Wagons are coming. I remember now.
Prosperity is coming.
Prosperity is coming.
Abundance is coming.
Abundance is coming.
More than enough is coming.
More than enough is coming.
I hear a sound in my ears.
I hear a sound in my ear.
My sight.
My sight.
Will not. Cancel.
Cancel.
My hearing.
My hearing.
Say that to them to hear.
My sight will not cancel my hearing.
Try it again twice, Pastor.
My sight will not cancel my hearing.
Preach it for 2 minutes. Preach it for 2 minutes.
What you see when you hear from God and what is evidence does not stop God from doing what he said to you. When you open your eyes after hearing from God, nothing you see has power to stop the God who spoke it. God does not use what you see to do what he said he's going to do. He uses his word that he spoke to you, and he makes what you see change. So what you hear is more than what you see. Shout hallelujah! Tell God, I got ears to hear. I got ears to hear. And tell your sight. Say, sight, I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I believe what I hear.
I believe what I hear.
And I'll see what I hear.
And I will see what I hear.
Whether I got to go back seven times.
Whether I'm going to go back seven times.
I'll go back.
I go back.
And 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 I'll see.
And I will see.
The seventh time.
The seventh time.
What I've heard.
Will I hear.
Go ahead and shout unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Listen to my Bible. Listen to my Bible. Listen to my Bible. Listen to my Bible. And it came to pass. Say with me, what I hear.
What I hear.
Will come to pass.
Will come to pass.
What I hear.
What I hear.
Will come to pass.
Will come to pass.
At the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little commando hikebo hakakoso cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. Dr. Gary, this is the time. Everything that lay down. If we call it once, he refused to resurrect. Call it twice. If we call it twice, and he refused to resurrect, call it three times. If we call it three times, and he refused to resurrect, call it four times. Say to everything that lay low in your life, arise. Some of the money God sent to you is lying low. But I hear a sound. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. I hear a sound.
Yeah.
I hear a sound.
Yeah.
There ariseth, man of God. Read it in American English. Verse 45.
Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up. Say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not.
Listen, Pastor. It was there, but it didn't rise. When our faith stands on what we hear, faith will force what heed come forth. And it's not your hand that will quicken it. We must constantly expect from our state and situation of oblivion, lacks, deprivation, setback, threatening, frightening, expect a rising hand like the hand of man, but it is the hand of God. Don't you think, excuse me, you preach it for 1 minute more. Don't you think time has come that devil should take his hand away and a new hand come out?
You have been hearing long enough the voice of the Spirit of God inside of your heart. You don't need to hear again what God has said to you. It is now time for you to go again and again and again and begin to make a mandate on the hearing ear in your spirit and see the hand of God begin to rise and begin to rise and begin to rise, and you begin to know that the God that you've heard is the God of now, doing what He promised you in the here and now, and everything the enemy has done is canceled by the God that is risen in the power of His resurrection. As He lifts His hand, the God of heaven raises His power and looses what you've heard.
Somebody say, yes, Lord!
Yes.
Everybody say, yes, Lord!
Yes.
I hear the sound of abundance,
of rain.
Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet.
Oh God of heaven.
Stand to your feet.
God of heaven.
Please stand to your feet. If you don't need that, your walking stick, you throw it away. But hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Join hand with somebody on your left and right. Let your faith back somebody. Let your faith support somebody. Let your faith support somebody. Let you join your hands seriously. Let fire begin to transmit from your body. Let light begin to pass from your body. Let anointing flow from your hand to another man's hand. Let healing come right now. Transcend that glory. Transform life. Do a miracle for somebody now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we release faith. We release power. We release life. We release joy. We release healing. We release anointing. And in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, thank you, Lord, for doing a new work in our time, for your praise and glory, in the fullness of your power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth and glorify God. Open your mouth and glorify.
We bless you, Lord. We give you praise. We magnify your name, Most High. El embrazo tora macara nondo sore macaye. Bless you, Lord. We give you honor and glory. We magnify your name.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hold that hand. Don't clap it yet. Hold it with somebody. Hold it with somebody. Open your eyes and look at me. Open your eyes and look at me. Listen to me. there are people changers on this earth. There are community changers on this earth. There are city changers on this earth. There are state changers on this earth. And there are few world changers. Who are those who become world changers? They are those who were once in the lowest pit, who suddenly saw a hand that takes from the ground and lifts to the top. That's what you need in your family. A lifting hand to your marriage, a lifting hand to your business. Once that hand touched you, it touched Margaret and I. It touched Chiel and Daisy Osborne. It has touched Gary and Faye Weston. It touched Aura and Evelyn Roberts. That hand touched Sarah and Abraham. The good news is, it can be done today. Somebody shout hallelujah. The good news is, I am that I am. I change not. The good news is, Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. The good news is, no matter how seeming small the cloud looks like, when it rises, a great rain is coming. To your finances, I hear a sound of abundance of money. You must be the one to tell yourself, Faith, why didn't you see anything? Go first time, go second time, go third time, go fourth time, go fifth time, go sixth time, go the seventh time. When you come back the seventh time, the God that gives people
a turnaround
is going to give you an eye. A turnaround. Turn around and say, I have a turnaround. My God will give me a turnaround. In everything I do, I'm expecting a turnaround. I'm expecting a turnaround. Hallelujah! Give the Lord a shout of victory.
Hallelujah!
I said, give the Lord a shout of victory.
Hallelujah!
Say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
All right, now listen to me. Sometimes you don't hear this sound early. Listen to this. Listen to this. The Lord told my wife and I, 1973, March 23rd, He told me, from now, give me 9 out of everything 10 I give you. I went home and I told my wife, honey, the Lord said, out of every $10, we'll give Him 9. She said, pardon? I said, the Lord says from now, every $10, we should give Him 9. He says that to me again. I said, pardon? I said, Deeper? Not a pardon, but Deeper? He said, what did you say? I said, God said we should give Him $9. He said, no problem. I'll let you kill us. I will send him. I can't tell them. You tell him. Please tell them what I said. You didn't tell me? You hear what I said? I'm not telling you what I said. I said, tell God to kill us.
Tell God to kill us.
He's going to take $9 out of 10. Tell him to kill us.
Yeah. He's going to take $9 out of my hand, out of the 10 I've got. Tell God to kill us.
I say, you will be better to tell him by yourself.
You would be better to go to God and tell him for yourself.
I can't tell him. I heard what he said. I heard. He didn't tell you. I heard. That night, we had 4 months of baby in our hands. Because they gave me 9 out of 10. When she said, tell him to kill us, I almost said, he shouldn't kill you, but I can kill you. I hear a sound. 9 out of 10. I left her in the room with the baby, who is now a medical student. Somebody say hallelujah. Feb is 23 years old, and he had 3 degrees with masters in medical field. I went to another room and I said, God, why did I tell her what you said? And now she can't believe what you said. He said, go back, tell her, if I don't give you 10, you don't owe me 9. Tell them what I said. They hear you.
He said that if God does not give him 10, he does not owe God 9.
That's what God told him.
That's what God told him.
God said, if I don't give you 10, you don't owe me 9. So if I ask you to give me 9 of 10, I have to give you 10 first. And the only way you will see 10 is to believe first that God will give you 10. And the only way you can see it is to plant your seed first before you expect a harvest. Some of you say, God, if you give me 10, I give you 9. I want to reap before I sow. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't reap until you sow. So I said, God, I went to her. I said, honey, can I talk to you again? She said, what did God say again? I said, he asked me to tell you until he give us 10. We don't owe him 9. And as the Lord told me that night, May 23rd, 1973, not only that one of the 10 will feed you and your wife. You have cars, you have lands, you have houses that you can't number, and your children will never suffer if you obey what I say. How many can say amen to that? So I said, God, I said, honey, where do we have any money in the house? What I heard is clear. We went to my room and I found $20. I gave God 18. The next service, I kept 2. My salary up to that time, Church of God Mission have just promoted me from $6 to 10, from 10 to 20. After many years, they gave me a scale of $50 per month. And I gave God 45. I took 5. That month, first time, a missionary preacher from England called Parkins sent me a check for $200. I said, not for the ministry, but for you and your wife. I took the letter to my wife. I said, excuse me, you still want to die? She said, no. I said, you should die because you told me to tell him to kill you. She said, I will no more doubt God. Now, she raises hundreds of thousands for women's work. My wife now go to prostitute, see them the way Jesus sees them. She doesn't laugh at them anymore. She ministers to them. She said, God hates your sin, but he loves you. She meets drunkards and I said, God doesn't love drinking, but he loves the drunkard. He died for you. Now, 23 years later, Dr. Weston, 23 years later, we have houses. When I ask my chauffeur now, bring the car out, He will say, which of them? Are you ready to see a God of miracle? Sit down. Give me 5 more minutes. Give me 5 minutes and we will finish. I have proved God in every area of my life. Without gainsaying, I'm the only man of my skin. Like, only you know my color, but I know my God. I know I'm made in the image and likeness of God. It depends on the state of your eye, so you can describe what I am. But I'm a child of God. I'm the only man that look like me in skin that have traveled to 143 countries. 143 countries in 25 years. I'm the only man that look like me that have raised 9 people from the dead, pronounced dead. I'm the only man that looks like me that have invested more to the ministry. I have preached to more whites than any black alive. And I preached to more blacks than any white alive. Because I hear a sound of a turnaround. It depends on what your ear is hearing. If you hear poverty, you will hear it in abundance. If you are hearing prosperity, you will hear it in abundance. But I hear the sound of abundance. Tune your ear from FM Failing Ministry to Faith Ministry. What is the other channel? AM Absent Minded to Abundant Minded. Can I hear you say amen? It's the same AM. One is absent, one is abundant. One is faith, one is failure. I tune my radio to a faith channel. And I tune my radio to abundant channel. And now, after 23 years of giving God 9 out of 10, Pastor Gary and Sister Faye can tell you, we have invested over $300 million in the ministry in 23 years. From zero to surplus. Because of that, a journalist in my city just wrote a book about my life. From trash to treasure. I have only few. If you give them $20, I will sign it. If I don't sign it, God will sign it and you read it. It will show you how a man that was born 58 years ago and dumped to garbage heap has now seen more presidents, more prime ministers, more kings than any living being of my type of skin. I changed my skin to my skill. And I changed my color to my calling. And God took me from obscurity to prosperity. And God took me from zero to surplus. Because I hear the sound of abundance. I left home. I told God, sacrifice is the word I heard. I'm going to give 300 people challenge of sacrifice. This morning and this evening. You say, that Hosea, I don't have it. When God told me to give him 9 of 10, I didn't have it. But when I tried it, I proved him. Malachi 3:10 didn't say, try me. It said, prove me.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services. Inspirational. World-class production.
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now, and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book, and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed. Shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you, and God truly bless you.